Okay, good morning, everybody, on this Yom HaShoah. So we're up to Chamishi of Shmini, which is a remarkable aliyah, a really charged halachic discussion between Moshe, let's call it a discussion, and Aaron, Elazar, and Itamar, of Eif Sira Chatas, Darosh Darash Moshe, Vinei Soraf. And Moshe's wondering what in the world is going on here. The Darosh Darash, the Gemara tells us, right, in Zvachim, Kafalev, Shtei Drishos. Number one, why didn't you eat it? Number two, why was it burned? Vayik tzof, there's actual kas here. Lazar, v'alei tamar, b'nei Aaron, hano sarim, lemar. Just again, a diok. We talked yesterday about the idea of b'nei Aaron, hano sarim, that they're forever changed by that event. And they're still referred to here as b'nei Aaron, hano sarim, and more on that in just a moment. So Moshe's, you know, wondering what in the world is going on here, right? This is all a hora hashah. It's the Yom Shukam HaMishkan. So, you know, that's why, you know, it wasn't just Aaron as the Kohen Gadol's Makriv Onen, but Elazar and Itamar can't engage in Avelos either. So Madua lo chaltam esachatas v'mikom ha-kodesh, ki kodesh kodeshim hi, v'osan asan lecham aseses avon ha'idah lechaper aleichem lifnei Hashem. So Rashi quotes, you know, don't think that your achila is somehow for your own, you know, benefit and you're not really feeling up to it, right? Normally the halacha is, lo achalti v'oni mimenu ma'isr sheni, so it's a kal v'chomer to kodeshim, that we don't eat kachim in a state of aninus, but it's not about your own personal pleasure. But ultimately, the result is, and again, it's debated in the Gemara Masech Lezvachim, Ibnei Toma Nisrafa, Ibnei Aninus Nisrafa, that Moshe had made a mistake, and that Moshe was conflating the Si'irei Nachshon, which is part of the, you know, Kravas Anisim. And the Si'ir Ha'am, which is clearly, you know, Kachay Shah with the Kachay Doros, the Si'ir of Rosh Chodesh. The Si'ir of Rosh Chodesh is subject to the standard dinim of its Nikrav Be'aninus, and it's not Ne'achal Be'aninus. So the truth is, the Ramban points out here that the Korbanos were all completed before Nadav and Avihu died, so it's really a little bit of a halachic discussion, Drosh Be'kabel Schar, but none of this was actually done Be'aninus. So anyway, that's the response. Vayidaber Aaron el Moshe, Hein hayom he krivos chatasam ve'solasam lifnei Hashem v'tikrano si ko'ela targum v'ara'a yasi akan ke'ilin, right? This sense of akan is tsaros, right? Mi'ikos, mu'akos, Chazal use that language for people who are really in a very desperate situation. V'tikrano si ko'ela ve'achalti chatas hayom, if I would eat the chatas, which is kachay doros, Be'aninas hayita b'nei Hashem, is that what Hashem wants? Right, v'yishma Moshe, v'yitav b'inav. So, three hayaros, really, in this aliyah. So we talked about banav hanosarim, number one, but just a little bit of a hemsheikh of that hayara. So, Elazar nitamar, Rashi quotes, v'yidaber aronin lashon dibor ala lashon az, it was an emotionally charged time. So, efshar Moshe katzav Elazar v'yitamar v'aron midaber hayidatash lo haysa ela midarach kavod. He's really trying to show kavod to Aaron by not striking out against him, but rather Elazar and Itamar. So Amru, but Elazar and Itamar said the following, Eino bedin sheyavinu yoshev anu medabim lefanav, right? What kind of respect would that be for our father? Veino bedin sheyitalmid meshev es rabo. So in the context of the death of Nadav ben Avihu, in particular, according to the Daya, that, you know, they were more halacha b'fnei rabam, you can see that Elazar and Itamar, not that they would have done in the first place, but it's banav hanosarim. They've already integrated that message. Okay, so it's Heyara number one. Number two, this is a remarkable diok in Rashi. V'atikran osi ko'ela, we already mentioned the Targum. V'ara'a yasei akan ke'elin. Right, this terrible suffering. So Rashi says, afilu lo heyo mesim banai el ashar krovim sheni chayev lios onen aleihem. Let's say a brother, right? Ko'elu kigon al hamurim parshas kohanim shekohen mitamil hem an unmarried sister, whatever it is. Right, ve'achalti chatas v'machalti hayitav, etc. So here we say an internal distinction between the, you know, shiva krovin, where there's a chi of aninos, even if the kohen gadol is makriv onin, but in terms of the isra ve'achalti v'onim emanu, afilu lo hayu amesim banai l'shar krovin. But banai is a different category, right? And we've talked about that in so many different ways. Baba machteres, kirachim ava banim, it's a halachic reality. And then finally, you know, Moshe, who was yielded to Kaas here, right? Not the only time. Vayik tov, Elazar v'Ali Samar, b'nei Aaron, no sarim le'mar. Rambam says, Chacham shekas, chachmaso, Nifstalak es hemenu. We see that here. But Moshe wasn't embarrassed to acknowledge that. Hodev lo bosh lomar lo shamati. No, it's interesting. The Gerson's Vachem is a little bit different. Hodev lo bosh lomar lo shamati. Ella shamati v'shachachti. So the Gemara in Zvachim takes it further. It's not right that he didn't hear it, right? In fact, that would have been a kind of a fig leaf. He would have said, "Oh, I didn't know that." Hodev lo bosh lomar lo shamati. Ella, rather, he told the real truth. Shamati v'shachachti, right? That I forgot it, and you know the Rambam Chazal would probably link that to the cause to begin with. So you see Moshe, you know, acknowledging that, you know, he let his emotions get the best of him, which is all, I think, the more remarkable in terms of a testament to Aaron. You know, if anybody would let the emotions, you know, get the best of him on this day, it should have been Aaron. But Moshe, in fact, yielded to an emotional reaction, but Aaron was, despite Vatikreno Osi Kaela, Akan Kaela, and not just any, you know, Mason, but and Krovim, but Banai, and yet Aharon was, you know, totally committed to the halachic process. There's a remarkable line in the Gemara Zvachim where Moshe is, you know, really, you know, again striking out in anger, and Aharon's response is really striking. The Gemara says, this is Gemara Zvachim, Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Apologies, just one second. So Amar Lo, Moshe v'chi kachani, Moshe said, Shema agav miriraychu pashatu bavinitma, maybe you were mitame the Seir Rosh Chodesh. Amar Lo, Moshe v'chi kachani beinecho, Shani mevaz the kachay shemayim, but the kreno sikoela, but filo ela vechoela, ain ani mevaz the kachay shemayim. Total control. Ish halacha. It's a remarkable line that even in the moment when Moshe gave way to, you know, a certain kind of emotionally charged reaction, Aharon was completely stoic. Vayidom Aharon, right? He would never be mevaza in kachay shemayim. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day on this day. When the idea of kachay shamayim, in terms of not korbanos behema, but korbanos ha'adam, is first and foremost on our minds.